yeah.
What? Well, I'm in the kitchens here at Hambleton Hall, and I've literally just been offered a marshmallow. What kind of a marshmallow is this?
This is rhubarb and ginger. So it's quite refreshing, and it's refreshing, especially after the meal. You get offered one of these along with lots of chocolates and macaroons with coffee at the end of the meal.
And what made you put this flavour combination together?
Well, this is we've had passion fruit marshmallows in the past, and Harry, one of my pastry chefs, has come up with this combination of ginger and rhubarb, which is quite refreshing, and it's a lovely recipe. It's not as gelatinous as, you know, your traditional marshmallow. It's quite light.
And so you'd serve this at the end of the meal, and
yep.
you've written on here, happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. If you look at our table plan, you know, lots of people that come and eat at lunchtime and especially at dinner time. It's, you know, it's a special occasion restaurant, so there's lots of anniversaries and birthdays, and it's nice to acknowledge that and send the happy birthday plate out or happy anniversary plate out with a few chocolates and marshmallows and that sort of thing.
So how easy is it to make marshmallows? Because I've never made one.
Very, very simple, very simple.
Okay.
It's just literally boiling up some, whisking up some egg whites, pouring on some Italian meringue and whatever flavouring you want to use, and then just setting it with gelatin.
Explain Italian meringue to me.
It's just egg whites that have been whisked up, and you boil up some sugar and water to softball stage, which is on the sugar thermometer, and it's just poured very, very slowly onto the egg whites.
And so how did you get the flavour into these?
Well, this is a rhubarb compote, so we cook some rhubarb, mm-hmm. make sure it's very, very dry, hang it in a muslin cloth so all the excess juice sort of drips away, and so you're just left with a really intense puree,
mm-hmm.
and that's just folded through the and then we add, you know, the stem ginger that you can buy
yeah.
just add some of that juice,
mm-hmm.
because it's really refreshing and sharp, mm-hmm. along with some blanched fresh ginger too.
One normally thinks of a marshmallow as being quite sort of sweet, but this is sort of tempered by that ginger, isn't it?
Yeah, I love marshmallow. I love the texture of marshmallow. And but if you can have something that's really refreshing at the end of a meal,
mm-hmm.
with a coffee, I think it's a really sort of palate cleansing.
Fantastic, thank you.